From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Yes, we had a wet end to the weekend, and it was just the beginning because we are tracking another wet day for you with the main hazard of heavy rainfall leading to localized flooding really this afternoon and evening. Today, though, starting out with cloudy skies with scattered showers and storms with highs in the mid-80s. Some of these showers and storms can linger through tonight with cloudy skies and a low of 71. And this unsettled pattern will continue through Tuesday with rounds of showers and storms. Strong thunderstorms are possible really on Tuesday with gusty winds and heavy rainfall. This is really all ahead of a front that will be sweeping through. The time tentatively is Tuesday night through Wednesday morning. And after Wednesday morning, nonetheless, Wednesday morning, still looking at scattered showers and storms. But then it will diminish once that front sweeps through. Then it will allow us to start to dry out, clear out, and usher in some nicer weather, especially heading towards late week. We're looking at a high of 77 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. And then on Thursday, sunny and cool with a high of 82. And these mornings that you'll wake up from Thursday thereafter in the 50s, upper 50s. So definitely some cooler mornings and less humid mornings. So that's definitely something I'm looking forward to. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Mostly sunny on your Saturday with a high of 78. We're going to have a second frontal system slide through, but not really bring us any rain, just some slightly cooler temperatures into the weekend. As I said, Saturday 78, and then on Sunday partly sunny with a high of 77. So as we transitioned into the month of October, it's really going to be feeling like fall. And of course, I'm giving you all of the good news heading towards late week and also next weekend, but we're going to increase the onshore flow through next weekend, which means, yes, we're going to return the coastal hazards of rough surf and beach erosion, mainly for Northeast Florida. But of course, I'm going to shift back to the good news because I love fall weather. Also looked at the Climate Prediction Center, and October 3rd through the 7th, we're going to keep these below average temperatures. And when I say below average, we're looking at from around October 3rd through October 7th, the average morning temperature 64 degrees and your average high temperature 83 degrees. And we're going to be trending below that. So much cooler for the very first week of October. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick for 104.5 WOKV.